95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know, you're right about that. I hadn't thought of it that way.
You want to kick things off today with the giveaway, with a party?
Yeah, the Hardy and Frank 10th anniversary bash. Let's get people into that.
It's happening Saturday, October 8th at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood.
You should probably go ahead and have your bail bond person on call.
Sure.
Just ready.
Just in case, yeah.
What's the keyword this hour?
The keyword is Renee.
Renee!
R-E-N-E.
And it's brought to you by Tax Relief Advocates, your tax resolution specialists, and Antis Roofing and Waterproofing, keeping families safe and dry.
Text Renee to 68683.
Listen, buddy, don't tell me what to do. Oh, sorry.
683.
Right, I gotcha.
Renee, yeah. Talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five?
Yeah. What are we doing?
Cities.
Ah, various towns.
It's funny because Sluggo picks the topics, but then he really doesn't remember.
Nope, not at all.
Most of the time.
Yeah, earlier today.
3 or 4 days ahead. what are we doing?
Yeah, what year is it?
Cities.
Yeah.
Songs about cities.
There you go. Not We Built This City on Rock and Roll, though.
Yes,
under
agreed.
No circumstances.
Agreed.
It should have a name of a city, I think, in the title or something.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You were locked inside something.
No, I wasn't.
For a certain amount of time.
I wasn't there, man. I didn't do it.
There was a woman who was locked inside, I believe it was a restroom, if I recall correctly, for 3 days.
Whoa. Wow. Where?
3 days.
Like, what kind of restroom?
I'm not positive. I'll give you the details.
Okay. All right.
That's coming up at the 4 o'clock hour. We'll take those calls. You were locked inside someplace. And we'll talk to our old friend, Kat.
Yeah, Kat?
Yes.
Kitten?
Who was locked inside of a celebrity's bathroom. We'll tell you what. We'll tell you what that is.
Do you like my bathroom?
The Nextdoor app weekend update.
Those are the best. Today. Oh, my God.
The last time someone spit on you. Or you spit on them. You get a lot of those.
Yeah, talking all the time, yeah.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
Double feature from Lynyrd Skynyrd on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS.
When was the last time you got spit on?
That's a weird question. Let's see, maybe...
I was thinking about it, too, and it's been a long time.
I think Rocky Horror, people used to hate us down at the front of the theater, and they'd yell and throw stuff, and we'd laugh, and they'd spit on us and everything. I guess that's probably the last time.
That's so hilarious.
Early 80s, yeah.
That just happened all the time?
Yeah, it was pretty constant.
You'd be obnoxious, they would spit on you.
Yeah, they'd hate us. They'd throw beer bottles and what have you. We'd be dodging, crashing stuff.
There's a bizarre story that's coming up over a movie called Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry, Darling,
and,
okay.
Harry
why do I know this, right? Okay.
Harry Styles is the guy that came in to replace, I forget his name, doesn't matter, Shia LaBeouf.
Right.
Hollywood cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Right.
And apparently there was some rift that was going on, and when you watch the video of them sitting down to watch it at this film festival, Harry Styles is sitting down next to Chris Pine.
Oh, yeah, okay. Love Chris.
And it looks like Harry Styles was leaning over, but not really looking at him.
Uh-huh.
And then the internet went crazy. And I don't know if it happened or not, but the internet went crazy going, he just spit on him.
Chris just spit on Harry.
No, Harry just spit on Chris.
That makes more sense.
Because Chris was applauding and then stopped and looked down at his lap.
You mean like on purpose or by accident?
Allegedly on purpose.
Why?
I don't, because there's all kinds of stuff going on behind the scenes that everybody's upset about.
Right.
I don't know exactly why. I don't know.
Okay, all right. Well, gosh, well, they should just need to get into a ring and settle it then, if that's the case. Has either one of them commented on it?
No, but imagine what a weird thing that would be at a film festival.
Yeah.
Spit on a co-star.
That's like marching on stage during an award show and slapping a presenter. You just don't see that happen.
That never happens.
It doesn't make sense.
Because it would be ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a little out of line.
But there's no way
that actually happened. Yeah, I kind of doubt it.
I just think...
Let's call him at home.
I just think he probably is a professional.
It's got to be at this stage.
You understand that maybe at a movie premiere, spitting on a co-star is not kosher. Maybe that's not the best thing.
On the other hand, other folks sometimes forget, you know, what they can and can't do. I mean, Ricky Gervais is a fine example. He'll say things that he knows you can't really.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people going back and forth going, of course he spit on him. And then somebody else will go, no, well, that's ridiculous he didn't spit on him.
Right.
Why would he spit on him?
Right.
They're all dressed up.
Yeah. Nobody at the table has commented anywhere
at all?
It was
a table. It was more like movie theater screening.
Oh, okay.
Seats.
Right.
So he just moved in and sat next to Chris Pine. And then,
right. I mean, but then, so when that happened, Chris didn't suddenly grab Harry and...
Nope.
I mean, there's no, other than looking at his shirt going, what the hell, man? There was no reaction.
If you look at the motion, okay, let's do it this way.
Yeah.
If you start with the idea that Harry Styles spit on him.
Right.
Then you look at the motion of Harry Styles, and it looks like, oh,
maybe so.
Certainly.
Yeah.
And then Chris does stop at that exact same time clapping and look at his lap.
Looks at a lap. Okay.
But
it could be not on purpose, then.
Also, spitting in someone's lap. Is that a thing? Don't you spit in their face?
Well, it depends on what's coming next.
What's wrong?
I don't know.
Is he calling him out to a spitting duel? Like, what's going on? I don't understand it.
A drool.
When was the last time you got spit on?
That would be a drool, not a duel.
That would be a drool, yes, thank you. When was the last time that you got spit on? Or you spit on someone?
Right. Fourth grade, eighth, kindergarten, I would think.
Probably
for most people.
Probably would be that far for me, too.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. How long has it been since you've been spit on?
Or have you
seen
the video and do you believe it?
Either way.
Yeah.
You can comment on this video or on something that you've seen or experienced.
Right.
There's not enough spitting.
I think there's plenty.
There's plenty. There's plenty. 818-955-KLOS. Is that what you hear?
That is apparently what that song is about. Morning doves. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, today's topic, spitting, reminds me of a certain recording from not terribly long ago.
And now, a moment with Kevin.
I think this is needed. So, did you get to at least say I challenge you to a drool, or did the security...
Drool? Hold on, a drool.
A drool.
I challenge you to a drool.
That would be disgusting with the drool coming out.
This has been... A moment with Kevin.
Just sort of reminded me of that moment in time.
That's great. I'm happy. That's really great. The story that's going around is that Harry Styles spit on Chris Klein in a movie screening of their new movie.
Perhaps it was a drool. Maybe it was a drool. He challenged him to a drool.
I don't know for sure if it happened or not. You can't really see.
Yeah.
But the evidence that you can see, which is the way... Harry Styles moves, the way Chris Klein stops. Stops clapping his hands and looks at his
right.
You know, it's like,
what
just happened?
What?
So we're talking about the last time that you were spit upon, or you were the
spitting. So about a year and a half in Huntington Beach, I was walking down the beach and this homeless guy walked by me. He was cracked out on drugs, and he ended up spitting in my face, and it got into my mouth.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, it was disgusting. And someone, long story short, someone ended up calling the cops. But before they called the cops, I had happened to have pepper spray on me, and I pepper sprayed his face, and then he started running away, and I ran after him, pepper spraying his back.
Good.
When the police came to interview me, they're like, you know what, first of all, we just want to let you know that you're a total badass.
Second of all, pepper spray doesn't work on someone's back.
Well, at least it's on his shirt then for a while.
It got him bad. The poor guy.
Poor guy, he spit on your face.
Guy.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, not poor guy, but anyway.
Yeah, I mean, that's very much assault.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Well, I'm not exactly sure I can say thanks for calling, but thanks for calling.
No, I love it. Blah. Thank you for calling.
Blah. And well done you, by the way. Well done you.
Thank you.
Bye. Hello, KLOS.
I used to run a gym in Malibu, and somebody who's a celebrity that was on Breaking Bad, the police officer...
Right.
He was in there. We had our dumbbells set up, heavy dumbbells on one side, smaller on the other side. He was grabbing smaller ones, and this guy who was a trainer, dopey dude, he's grabbing some, and he makes that face before he sneezes.
Uh-oh.
And he continues to sneeze and never brings the hands up and just blows cheese.
How did... then react to that? Yeah.
You would have to have your button to, you know, be bleeping him.
Gotcha.
He bleeped him for like probably a minute and a half straight.
I can hear
it. Brian, you son of a...
I can hear him too, man. I would love to hear him screaming at somebody. That would be pretty entertaining.
And by the way, deserved.
Yes, 100%.
But the funny part about this, within the week, the same exact scenario happens only the trainer is on the one side and this other gentleman's on the other side, and he does the face and he sneezes all over the trainer, and the trainer said the same thing. He didn't swear. He's like,
"Wow, really?" Well, maybe he had learned his lesson and thought better of ever doing it again.
What is happening?
Either that or the universe was providing a lot of humor for me.
Yeah, exactly. Funny.
That's entertaining.
Yeah. By the way, blue cheese. I've never heard that one before. That's a gooder. Geez.
That is nasty. 818-955-KLOS.
The last time you were spit upon. Ozzy to 68683 right now. Ozzy, text it to 68683. You might be going to see him at the Super Bowl.
At opening night for the Rams.
There you go.
At SoFi Stadium this Thursday. That song is great.
It is amazing, isn't it?
It always reminds me of a song Oasis may have done.
Yeah, it no, I can totally see. Yeah.
Exactly like
Champagne Supernova, perhaps.
Exactly,
good stuff. Yeah.
All right, it is time for the Next Door app
weekend update. Yeah.
People be crazy and they put it on Next Door apps. And here it is. Hey, everyone, I'm Christian. I've recently moved in with my friends. We're hardworking dudes, always happy to help if need be.
Okay, well, that sounds like a normal, hey, we're going to help you out with whatever, handyman sort of stuff, new to the neighborhood.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Leon responds, welcome to the area. Please keep your religion to yourself.
His name is Christian, you idiot. Wow. He'll be awesome if he's not a Christian. If he's not, it's like something completely different.
If he's a Satanist, yeah.
There you go. I was trying to think of something that was acceptable. That's perfect.
Lori says, help! Exclamation point.
Oh, poor Lori.
People have been walking in front of my house. This must stop. It's driving my dog crazy.
Walking on the sidewalk.
People have just been walking in front of
her house.
And it has to stop.
What are you supposed to do? Time jump? To the other
side? Maybe go all the way around the block?
Go to hell, Lori. I'm sorry, Lori. Go to hell.
Thinking about that.
People are not allowed to use the public sidewalk.
Because the dogs get upset.
Take your dogs inside.
It's our Next Door app weekend update. Urgent alert in all red letters. Anyone seen walking down the street with bacon-wrapped tenderloin?
What? What walking down
Someone
the street?
Just stole it off my smoker. Somebody went into the, I assume the backyard,
yeah,
if that's where the smoker is.
That smells good. I'll have that.
And just grabbed it and walked off.
I don't blame him. You know, you're walking down the street and you smell something wonderful. You got to go have it sometimes. I'll have that.
That's pretty great. This is like not quite a suspicious incident. I just heard my printer running mysteriously by itself. No. And it turned out to be printing unstoppably thousands of sheets of erotica.
Oh, man, that's a new idea.
Looks like it's aimed at males, of course. I am an older woman living alone, so I can just dump it, but it would be pretty bad if this came into the house with children.
No, no, her caretaker came over and caught her running off all this prom.
Is that what
that's
it was?
What happened. On the other hand, if you could hack into easily someone's printer, you might want to send them some interesting things.
I don't seem to be able to interrupt the printing.
Unplug it!
How about that? And it's using up all of her ink.
Oh, dear.
So she has to get new ink.
Oh, no.
So she's not
That's really weird.
Thrilled with that.
That is very weird.
Although it sounds like a great idea.
I kind of like it.
As long as as long as there's not kids there. Another one from Next Door app.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of butter. Please drop a stick at the corner of blank and blank between 2 and 4 today, Sunday.
That's some sort of...
I don't want to meet people.
Right.
I don't want new friends.
Right. I just need some butter.
I just need butter. Butter is important to me.
That sounds like, you know, there was a guy in Phoenix who used to go on the air and goes, I've run out of hits, you know, call me if you got any hits. And that was his, hey,
is that right? Yeah. Somebody bring me cocaine?
Yep. That was exactly it.
I love that somebody's just...
that's what that sounds like.
Just honest enough to say,
yes.
I'm not looking for anyone new to hang out with.
I'm going to make food for myself.
I need butter.
I just need some butter.
And that is the Next Door app weekend update. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Of course, Dave Grohl and all his pals put on an amazing tribute. I mean, of course.
Yeah, it was something.
Just if you
missed it. And it was hard to watch.
Oh, my God.
Parts of it were really hard to watch because they were so emotional.
Yeah, and the kids were so good. They were just so incredible. They stepped up and really, the whole Taylor Hawkins tribute was amazing.
It was great.
Really incredible stuff.
Taylor Hawkins' son playing drums on one of the songs, which was fantastic.
And there was Wolfgang as well.
Sure.
Being amazing.
A 54-year-old Thai woman accidentally locked herself in the bathroom, awaiting for help after three days.
3 days in the bathroom.
3 days.
Holy cow.
Living on your own certainly has its benefits, but it also has a downside. She discovered she lives in Bangkok, and she was screaming at the top, help! And no one was close
enough. Oriental City! No. Bangkok! One night in Bangkok! Something about chess. I don't know. I don't remember anything else from that song.
Do you remember a young woman named Kat that we worked with?
I do. I love Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Kitten.
You guys, you know, I wasn't sure if you wanted to do something about Prince or bathrooms. And I thought for a second. And then I was like, it's Kevin and Sluggo. It has to be bathrooms.
Well, you have a story that entails both, yeah, as I recall.
Isn't it both?
Yes, I got locked in Prince's bathroom.
In Prince's bathroom.
All right, we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if you got stuck in some place.
Particularly Kat, a bathroom.
Kat was at the home of Prince, or was it a rented house?
He was renting it, but he was living there.
He was living there. Okay. Living
wow,
there.
You yeah, rate yeah, Kat. Yeah.
And you got in how?
Yeah, how'd you get in? Oh, I'm here with the
food. Because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good answer.
Yay. That's
so
true.
So what happened? You get partway through, you have to go to the bathroom, and why can't you get out?
It's one of those, he had those legendary shows. They were like urban legends. He would do shows for like 20 people and play all night long, like to 6 a.m.
Yep.
Wow. And somehow I got invited to one of those, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like in Prince's basement. He's 5 feet away from me, and he's playing like Rolling Stones covers. Wow. I'm like,
oh my God.
Wow.
Like, I mean, and he played for hours and hours. So I had to use the ladies at one point.
I got to go to the loo.
So it's like down the hall. So I go down the hall to the bathroom. Like I pass the Purple Rain motorcycle.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
Wow.
And the pool table with the Prince symbol on it, you know, and I'm like, oh my God. And I get in the bathroom and I'm, you know, doing my stuff, and I hear him kick into the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. And I'm like screaming. I'm like, oh my God, I have to get back out there. And the door wouldn't open.
It was locked?
It was.
Or
no,
broken. It was broken.
It was broken. Like, I think it was like, you know, when it settles and it wasn't square and
right.
it was just off enough
right.
that I couldn't get out.
Or maybe somebody got busy in there and smashed into the door and sort of broke it. But whatever, it just wouldn't open for you is what it came down to.
It wouldn't open. And so I then, like, I'm scrambling. I looked at my cell phone. I had no signal. I'm like, what would I say anyway?
Yeah, well, you're in a basement at Prince's house.
Even if you did, even if you could make a call, did you know anyone else there at the party?
You call Prince?
No, because none of us knew each other. That was the thing.
Wow.
It was all like crazy, but I couldn't even call 911 because I had no signal.
Hi, I'm in Prince's bathroom.
How long were you stuck?
Okay, so he played the entire Jackson 5, I Want You Back. He played two songs.
Oh, wow.
I was stuck in there for two. Now, that doesn't sound very long, but when Prince is rocking out and you're missing it.
Yeah.
And... I was banging on the door screaming, but like everybody was in the party room. So
right.
No one heard me.
Right.
And then I became paranoid. Then I became convinced this is what he does. And there were cameras in the bathroom.
That was the first thing I thought.
Really?
He wanted to see people and how they reacted. Do you think there's any truth to that?
Did you start looking around at all the corners where the cameras might be?
100%.
Excellent.
I was looking in like the plant in the corner, like where's the microphone?
That takes Alan Funt to a whole new level.
How did you get out of Prince's bathroom?
Yeah.
So I finally calmed myself down because I was convinced they were just going to find me 3 days later, like living off of my cherry chapstick, you know, like that.
Eating your foot.
And so I was like, wait a minute. The only thing I haven't done was like lift the door, you know, and push out.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I did that, and then it opened.
Lo and behold.
Oh, that's hilarious, because that meant that had you thought of it before, it would have opened right away.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Like, why would I think of that?
You wouldn't, but it's hilarious.
Like,
these are supposed to be amazing, perfectly operating doors in Beverly Hills.
You wouldn't, but afterwards you had to think, wow, I could have just let myself. If I'd known, I could have just let myself out. That would have been so much easier.
I was so mad because I missed Prince covering two songs.
Did he ever
run back in the room?
Did he ever know that you had been locked in his bathroom?
I don't know, but you know what? I kind of like forgot. I instantly forgot about it because when I ran back in, like 2 seconds later, he jumped on the dance floor with the rest of us.
Wow.
And I'm like, I cannot believe I'm dancing with Prince right now in his basement.
Wow, I was just locked in his bathroom, perhaps for life.
It would have been hilarious if while you were dancing, he said into your ear, how long were you in there?
I can't wait to watch the videos.
100%.
Wow, that's crazy. Kat, you're the best. Thank you for letting us talk to you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Bye.
818-955-KLOS. Tell us about where you were locked in and how long you were there, please. Especially if it was a bathroom.
Those are hilarious.
Those are always the funniest. 818-955-KLOS. Billy Idol, always been a big fan of Wilhelm. He's doing something kind of interesting lately. He's releasing EPs, so it's just like four new songs at a pop.
I love it.
Yeah, and he's got a brand new one that we're playing here at KLOS. He's going to play it sometime between now and 5. It's really good stuff, so don't wander off.
It's always fun to get new stuff from people you
love. Yes, yes, yes.
We are talking about you got stuck inside somewhere.
Locked
in. KLOS, hello.
I actually locked somebody in a place, and I ended up losing my job over it.
Oh, no. What happened?
I was starting out in my career, or so I had thought, and me and another coworker thought it'd be funny to lock another guy in the walk-in freezer.
Oh,
the walk-in freezer.
Wow.
Yeah, he kind of wanted to, the other guy just wanted to hold the door for a little bit, and I kind of was like, all right, you know, that sounds like a funny idea. But little did we know, the guy that we were locking in didn't do well in confined spaces or had been in a confined space and brought back some PTSD or something, because it was like putting a raccoon in a pillowcase and then trying to swing it around or something, because he was going crazy.
Sure. Yeah. Wow. How long did you leave him in there? A couple days?
2 days.
No, actually, you know, it was just a couple minutes, but I mean,
that was enough.
Yeah. A couple minutes for him was probably a couple hours.
So you got blown out of your job.
Oh, yeah.
They let you go?
Yeah, I ended up losing my job.
Damn it. Wow. Well, that's a good one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You'd think it's going to be funny, but there you go. Thanks for calling, dude. 818-955-KLOS.
You got stuck inside someplace? First, there was a woman who was stuck in her bathroom for 3 days.
3 days.
She lived by herself. She couldn't get anyone's attention. So we're talking about getting trapped. KLOS, hello.
Oh, God. You remember the drive-in?
Uh-huh.
My boyfriend took me to see Purple Rain, and I was probably about 16, and I was f***ed up. And so I went to the bathroom and came out, and the door was locked. And I started freaking out. I'm like, I'm locked in the bathroom at the drive-in. They're closing. Oh, my God. And I'm banging on the door, and I'm just, like, in hysterica. I'm, like, so messed up. And then a woman comes out of the other door through the snack bar door, and she goes, well, they locked that door, but you could go through the snack bar door.
I hope you grabbed some popcorn on the way out.
No.
Damn it.
Get with it. Come on.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
I was actually trapped the other day in a... I worked in residential construction, and I was covering the floor in a room, but it's actually a closet. It's just so big, it could be a room. Anyways, I'm there working, and all of a sudden, the door closes on me, and I'm like, what the hell? Turns out the two other guys I've been working with are outside, and they actually trapped me in the closet.
On purpose?
I think they didn't realize it.
So much better if they did it on purpose.
I know, those assholes. The funny thing is, I didn't even bother to actually, you know, call for them or anything. The way I got their attention was I played R. Kelly Trapped in the Closet.
Ha!
And I just stayed quiet until one of my coworkers realized, hey, I think we trapped Rudy in the closet.
Is that true?
Yes, so true.
Sounds almost good to be true.
That's beautiful. Rudy, I love that.
I couldn't pass up the moment. I just couldn't. So when I heard you guys talking about being trapped,
all right, listen.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I guess there's some other songs you could have done. Do You Hear Me Knocking? Knocking on Heaven's Door. What else could you have played?
I don't know, but Trapped in
Trapped in the...
Yeah, so maybe that would have worked, one of those other songs. But
That's awesome, man. Thanks for calling. Good, quick thinking.
Yeah, thank you. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you, too. You
take care.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I actually got locked in my own work once.
Oh, okay.
How did that happen exactly?
Well, it was a new assistant manager, and it was his night to close alone, and he told everybody, you can head off, and I said, I'm going to stay until, you know, get my hours, and I don't know if he didn't hear me or whatnot, but I said, I'm going to use the bathroom, and I went to the bathroom, and I came out, and the place was even darker than usual. I'm like, oh, did lights go out or something? And I go up front, and nobody's there. I'm standing there for a good maybe 5-10 minutes and still nobody comes out. And I call the guy and he's like, did you forget something? I'm like, no, you forgot something. And I said, me? You locked me inside. He set the alarm and everything. I can't get out.
Hilarious. So
another probably, I had to wait there for a good like 30 minutes for him to come back and let me out so I could just go home.
That sounds
great.
That's
so weird. You know, you don't think about that, but, you know, it's really easy to lock people into a place of business. You know, it's you just lock the door behind you and out you go and you'd have no idea. Was there any food in the place? If you had got to spend the weekend there, would you have been able to, or would you have consumed your own foot?
Kinda. It was a staple. So, I mean, there were snacks.
Oh, okay.
All right.
There's a couple things, yeah.
As long as there were snacks.
Yeah.
Snacks, exactly. I at least got coffee, you know, like, waited it out.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You were trapped. Where?
Hey, let's do this.
This.
Give me five. In a row
with the theme
and a slogan.
And what is today's theme?
Today's
young
theme
Kevin?
Is cities.
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 So if you got a city in mind, it's in the title or it's implied, give us a call, 818-955-KLOS. I will say there are wrong answers.
Are there?
Yeah.
All right.
So good luck with that. 818-955-KLOS. What do you got for cities? Kevin, tell the kids what we're doing today.
We are doing Give Me Five, which is five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. And today's theme is cities.
Got a couple good suggestions here, but I don't think we're going to do Waterloo by ABBA.
Nope. Thank you for the request. Nope.
Zach suggested Lights, which of course is all about, you know, San Francisco.
Right, but...
Yeah, it's a little slow. Yeah. I'm thinking, what do you got?
How about YYZ?
Oh, hey.
YYZ.
That is extremely clever, young man. Who are you?
Thank you. My name is Sean, otherwise known as Steve from Del Amo.
That's how I've always known you. One of the things I love about Give Me Five, the suggestions.
Yeah, we never would have thought of that.
No.
That's YYZ, which is Toronto, Ontario's airport.
City code. Or city code, yeah.
So. And it's based on Morse code.
Yeah. Oh,
it goes back that far.
Really? I didn't know that. Wow. Yeah. And Rush would see it on their tags. They'd be happy to be going home. So they did a song. That was it. By suggestion, Give Me Five today. Songs about cities. Deep Purple, Woman from Tokyo. Tokyo is a city.
That is correct, yes.
You ever been to Tokyo?
I've not.
I'm dying to go.
Same.
Gotta be one of these
I would
centuries.
Love to. That'd be great.
Yeah. Hi, KLOS.
Well, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
We're doing great. Thank you. We're doing Give Me Five. Cities is the theme.
Awesome. How about LaGrange?
LaGrange. I do want to head out there, actually, one of these days.
Enjoy that.
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to.
Right? Kevin won't go with me. Will you go and drive me home because I'm going to be such a mess afterwards?
You can go with him.
You'll be able to barely walk.
I'm never the designated driver. Sorry.
Okay. All right,
never
so neither of you. All right.
Precious little list. That's a good suggestion. Thank you, sir. LaGrange. Right before that, it was Woman from Tokyo, YYZ, Rush, and London Calling from The Clash, City Songs.
Yep. Got a couple of tweets. We only have one more, right? Time for one more?
Yes, yeah, so more.
I got a couple of tweets. One is California Love. And I know that California is a state, but in the song, they mention every city.
They name check every town here.
And as a Lakers fan, I love L.A.
Oh, Randy.
Also.
Mr. Randy. I mean, I had
There's
Los
a
Angeles.
Lot of these.
There are. You know, we have to
Los
do another
Angeles,
one.
Los Angeles, we haven't played
X.
yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have to do this again.
We had a Billy Idol suggestion, Hot in the City. I had Jet City Woman, which is another name for Seattle, basically, Queensryche. That's a really good suggestion. So I think we'll have to do it again somewhere down the line.
Yep, yep.
But, I mean, I don't want to call it number one. At the top of the pile, I guess, it would be
Kiss.
if that's not enough kiss for you, stick around because it's a twofer. I'm going to do another kiss.
Kiss. You have to do it again?
Yeah, in just a few minutes. Yeah.
Kiss.
It is a twofer from Floyd. So I think at this point in time, you should try and guess what the next Pink Floyd song is going to be. Play it in a couple minutes. And if you guess it right, I don't know, give yourself the rest of the year off.
Yeah.
Right?
Give yourself $1 million.
Yeah, do that.
While you're at it.
If you guess the next song we'll play in a couple minutes, then give yourself $1 million.
The headline reads, California plagued with mini shark bugs that eat feet.
What?
Not a single word of that is good.
No.
California plagued with mini shark bugs that eat feet.
Holy cow.
It's a real thing.
No, it isn't. Really?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
It's been plagued with tiny aggressive sea bugs that eat human feet. They're nicknamed mini sharks.
And they're in the ocean.
Yeah, the beach, yeah.
So you go out to the ocean, you're going to have a nice day, you put your feet in there, and all of a sudden little tiny bugs are eating your feet?
They can grow to about 0.3 inches. And they can form swarms of more than 1,000 bugs.
Whoa.
What are you knocking for?
Mini land shark. Mini land shark bug. Oh,
gotcha. The mini shark tends to go after human feet, biting into flesh and sucking blood.
I would say the story would upset me more, but for some reason the music is
the music makes it better.
Yeah.
Like the animal itself, its bites tend to be small. However, individual bites of the crustacean can experience sharp pain. Oh, that was too long.
Well, I mean, if you're swarming, of course. I mean, maybe they're tiny little bites, but if it's a swarm of them.
Yes. People say it's painful and surprising.
Sure.
How the bugs look like a group of tiny piranhas as they attack their feet and ankles.
What?
What?
Where did this come from?
Hell. Mini sharks come from hell. We're all gonna die because of mini sharks. Stay, get away from the water.
Can you eat them?
Can you eat them? Let me. Oh, hold up.
Uh-oh.
There's more.
Oh my God.
I would suggest no.
No.
As they're named mini sharks.
But people like shark. They eat shark.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Hey, did you guess brain damage? No?
No, because I haven't.
I see. So no. When somebody needs to send Dave Grohl, I don't know, a fruit basket?
Yeah.
Something to say thank you for just an incredible show that he put on. And I saw so many people online in tears.
Yes.
Watching the tribute
because
to Taylor
Hawkins.
Because
you could see that it truly moved Dave Grohl, a guy that we love.
Yeah. And so many people that were along.
And so many people love, you know, Taylor Hawkins.
Great performances.
Well.
And what a brilliant idea. Play the stuff, the songs, by the artists themselves that Taylor loved. That was a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it was really
brilliant. Brilliant, idea.
It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. It looked like Harry Styles may have spit on Chris Pratt at a movie premiere. Now, I don't buy it for a second, but it would be funny.
So if you didn't, Harry, then now's your chance to amuse us.
We talked about a woman who locked herself in her own bathroom. She lived alone, so it was 3 days before she was rescued.
We never did talk about what she ate during those 3 days.
We didn't need to. And there is such a thing as mini sharks. It's a thing. They exist. They're in Southern California, and they attack your feet. Oh, that one wasn't very scary.
No, that's perfect, actually. All right, I'm off to eat some mini sharks.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. KLOS is throwing Heidi and Frank Show a killer 10th anniversary bash.
Yeah, happy birthday, you guys.
Saturday, October 8th is when it happens at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood.
Will Johnny be allowed in is the question, of course.
That is always the question.
Yes, exactly. Hard Rock is the word to text right this second to
68683.
It's your chance to possibly get in and join the party. It's Hard Rock, one word to 68683. Thanks to America's Best Car Buyer, GimmeTheVIN.com for helping to make it happen.
Everybody, thank you. Welcome to the stage, Ozzy Osbourne.
Ah, hell yeah.
That's going to be pretty cool.
That's going to be amazing. I hope they have the giant inflatable 25-foot Aussie out there. It's so fly. That thing is awesome.
We are talking about Thursday night, which is game one of the NFL season, and it's going to be the Rams, and these tickets are provided by the Rams, but if you'd like to go see Aussie, perform at halftime.
Which is awesome.
He's debuting patient number 9 at halftime during the season opener Thursday night at SoFi, just before his album Patient 9 comes out to the public on Friday.
Yep, so if you want to do that, then text the word Ozzy, and you know how to spell it. We're not going to spell it. We refuse to spell it. You
O-Z-Z-Y.
Better know how to spell it. How dare you?
What?
To 68683 right this second. Ozzy to 68683, and you'll be in the drawing. You might be able to go Thursday to SoFi to see it happen. And, you know, he's been cranking out so much amazing stuff. This is a couple of years ago now, Ordinary Man on KLOS from Ozzy.
The first day of the NFL season starts
Thursday
after Labor Day.
That's right.
Which is this Thursday.
Yep.
And Ozzy's album comes out Friday.
That's right.
Patient number 9. So Ozzy's in town and is going to perform live, patient number 9, at halftime during the season opener at SoFi.
Which is awesome, and we need to be there. We were promising you last week we were going to do whatever it takes, and you don't want to know the foul things we had to do to make this happen.
But we were willing.
We were willing.
Especially Sluggo. It was weird. He's kind of happy.
I was like, oh, really? I can do more horrible things.
It was strange. But if you'd like to get in, we're going to give you a text word in a few minutes.
Just a few minutes from now. Don't wander off. We'll give you the text word this hour to maybe get in and be there. Watch him play that live.
Ozzy is in town, and he's going to perform at the debut Thursday Night Football at the Rams game. He's going to be doing
amazing.
Halftime.
Very cool.
He's going to do patient number 9. And if you'd like to go, you need to text the word patient right now.
Oh, how about you're having?
At 68683. Patient to 68683.
Good and luck. You may very well be hanging out on Thursday at SoFi watching Ozzy play during halftime for KLOS. Very specific instructions from
Kiss.
And a twofer on KLOS.
Ozzy is in town, and he is going to perform live and debut patient number 9 at halftime during the season opener this Thursday night at SoFi Stadium.
Now, I tell a lot of lies.
This is true.
I lie, but you know, we were saying last week we were going to do whatever it takes to get you into this
Correct.
Damn show, and what do you know? Here it is.
Yep.
We actually are coming through.
Tickets provided by the Los Angeles Rams,
Thank
but more
you.
Specifically by us.
Yep.
And what we're going to do is have you text Ozzy to 68683.
That is Ozzy, and you know how to spell that, to 68683. Right this second, you'll be in the drawing to go watch him play patient number 9 at halftime. What is the word this hour so that people might be able to go see Ozzy at halftime?
The word is patient.
P-A-T-I-E-N-T. Text that right now to what?
Were you a cheerleader? To 68683. That is patient to 68683. And you might be going to the game Thursday night where Ozzy's going to perform at halftime.
Good luck.
Are we playing the new one from him next?
Yes.
All right. First, we want to tell you Gimme 5 is coming up.
Yes.
And the topic is cities.
Yeah, we're thinking it should have a city in the title or reference a city in the title.
Correct.
So, yeah, what do you got? 818-955-KLOS. And whilst you're dialing, brand new stuff from Billy Idol. Really like what he's been doing with his vocals lately.
Same.
He's sounding really, really good. New Billy Idol. It's going to be out September 23rd. That is the title track from his new EP called The Cage. And he himself describes it as a little more rock and roll and a little more F.U.
All
this
right.
particular EP.
Really? Compared to what?
Yeah, I guess the last
his
one.
His love songs? More
all his tender love songs. Wilhelm, new stuff from him. It's on this day in rock in 1987 at the Starwood Amphitheater in Nashville that Lynyrd Skynyrd reunited for a tour to mark the 10th anniversary of the plane crash that had killed Ronnie and Steve. The punch that was heard around the world of cable TV was on this day in rock in 1989 when Vince Neil punched Izzy Stradlin in the face during the MTV Video Music Awards. It was on this day in rock in 1995 when Joan Jett sang the national anthem just before the Orioles and Angels game. And then she sat down next to her good friend Cal Ripken, who was breaking a record on that day by playing his 2,131st consecutive game.